I want to talk to you this morning about prayer. Now, we as Christians believe prayer is certainly an essential part of every Christian's life. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, Jesus gave us a model prayer, a template of prayer, if you will, and we refer to that as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus gave some specific advice regarding prayer. In Matthew 6:6, in the NIV, it says, quote, "When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." You know, it's very interesting that one of the first pieces of advice Jesus gave about prayer was not about what to pray for, but where to pray. Jesus said, go into your room to pray. Some translations render it, go to your inner room to pray. Inner room. Now, most houses in the first century Galilean area had an inner room. It was a type of closet or pantry used for storage. This is the room Jesus suggested that the disciples utilize for their own prayers. The inner room would provide privacy. Yes, friends, you can certainly pray anywhere, but the environment is important when it comes to prayer. Let me read to you Matthew 6 again, but this time in the Common English Bible. Jesus said, quote, "When you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is present in that secret place. Your Father who sees what you do in secret will reward you." Notice the words secret place. A secret place indicates a special, diversion-free place. Praying in a secret place can grant you more focus as you pray. Your individual secret place could be in your office. It could be on your back porch. It could even be in the woods, or maybe your bedroom late at night. Now, there are many examples in the Gospels of Jesus going off to a solitary place to pray. For example, in Luke 5:16, it says, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Brethren, let me finish with these words of encouragement. Find your secret place in which to pray. Go there as often as you can. Prioritize your prayer. Fall in love with prayer. Friends, without quiet, secret, private prayer lives, it is really impossible to stay close to God. And without it, our lives with God will wither and die. But with it, we can come alive and experience the greatest joy in life, and that is a familiar, intimate friendship with Jesus. Amen.